Over the past weeks, Indian-controlled Kashmir has witnessed frequent shutdowns and government-imposed curfews. All these came following New Delhi's secret decision of hanging a Kashmiri man convicted for being involved into attack of Indian Parliament. The people of the region have been continuously demanding his remaining burials, but India has paid no heed to the demands so far. The continued violence has led to the civilian deaths and inflicted a huge blow to the already fragile economy of the region. The tourist industry, being the largest industry of the region, has had the biggest setback.
Regular curfews, regular calls for bans and closures, civil curfews, so it has shattered the economy of Kashmir as such. March, we received a huge cancellations, but April onwards, it's still stable. Probably if the situation doesn't calm down, the detrimental effect is going to be, you know, recurring one then. It is not going to stop.
Since the secret hanging, the government has held frequent crackdowns on the pro-independence leadership of the region by placing them under detentions. Experts say the rigid behavior of Indian government has further alienated the people of the region.
So far as India is, Indian government is concerned, they will try to kill the decent totally with absolute fascist methods, repression, what they have already started doing in this month. But there is an international situation also. Supposing Afghanistan, America is coming out of Afghanistan and Indian economy is going down the drains. All this will give a great blow to the arrogance of India and they will have to come to the table.
She added the recent unrest is totally the creation of India's ruling UPA government for the sake of upcoming elections. Press TV contacted most of the pro-independence leaders for their take on the situation, but the authorities denied permission to visit them.
The government of India can incarcerate leaders. They can physically incarcerate us as a nation, but they can't incarcerate our conscience and commitment to the nation. If we are politically free, we can be economically free and we can develop. And we believe in peace and prosperity, but it is not possible unless and until the Kashmir is not resolved peacefully, because the party to dispute, the Pakistan and India, both are the nuclear powers, and the Malays will eat up not only India, Pakistan and Kashmir, but the whole Asia.
During 90s, Kashmir used to be a front runner of every international conference and news agency. However, people have come to realize that international community is paying no attention to Kashmir dispute.
In a recent statement, UN General Secretary Ban Ki-moon expressed his concern over the situation in Kashmir. However, the people of Kashmir question the sincerity of the world body to resolve the issue peacefully. Experts say if New Delhi continues with its current policies, a fresh wave of unrest is most expected this year again. Shahanabad, Press TV, Indian-controlled Kashmir.